And let me give y'all a little assurance before we, you know, we're talking about me catching up with the rest of, we're about getting ready to finish John too. I just keep on going on Wednesday night till I catch up. Is that all right? Before we go into something else. I don't want none of you brothers or sisters to feel like you're being slighted. Okay? Let's go to James 5 today. James 5. Oppression of the rich, patience under affliction, and prayer in adversity. Prayer and adversity. Verse 5, about where we left off at. Tell John, you have lived and pledged on earth and been wanton. Underline the word wanton. That is, go back to James chapter 4. In relationship to a lot of us, in relationship, you lust and have not, you kill and you desire to have, and you cannot obtain, because that word wanton, that is, that there's a desire within us that we don't have the ability to be able to control in order to have pleasure. In order to have pleasure, wanton, you have nourished your heart as the day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just and has does not resist you. And the reason why he said that in relationship to condemnation, in relationship to how we kill the just, the righteous, based on the life that we live, that we don't have the ability to be able to control the worldly things, the things of this world, that sometimes we have, based on our action, we destroy those around us in relationship to we pull from the rich, pull from the just, in order for us to get what we want. So verse 7, he says, be patient. Therefore, brethren. Now that 21, am I right? I like to say that. That 21. Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Unto the coming of the Lord. See, behold, a husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, as long patient for it until he received the earthly and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Look what he says, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. That is that we need to be, and by that right, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abound in the work of the Lord. Even Philippians, go back to Philippians, that's another good scripture that we talk about so much in relationship to patience, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Over in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. Philippians 4:11. That is to be patient. See, don't be so fast to want. Don't be so fast to desire. Don't be so fast to just want. Sometimes we forget our spirituality, but it is that we have to learn what contentment is. See, and that's the reason why he says here in verse number 8, be also patient. See, establish your heart, the coming of the Lord, and draw nigh to him in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. That is that word contentment there, contentment. That is to be established. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Be steadfast, unmovable, but always abound in the work of the Lord. And the reason why, brethren, because think about this here. We're God's children, amen. And see, it's God's will that we live on. See, we understand what is the will of the Lord, Ephesians 5:17, because we know that which is written, amen, because we have been transformed, because we are brethren by the 21 word. Y'all with me? I'm going to say that one more time. So you got the 21 books, right? To have understanding. See, if you don't have understanding, well, you can't blame it on the perfect law of liberty. Amen. Because we got the perfect law of liberty, James 1:25. Now, when you look at that word to be established, that is to be content. You can learn contentment from the word. But you got to come ye out from among them, 2 Corinthians 6. That is, you can't let the world control you, but you control the world based on the 21 books, right? That is, that we can understand. One of the biggest problems with spirituality is not spirituality, it's a lack of understanding. So you got the 66 books. How many people can tell you what Deuteronomy means? How many people can tell you what Leviticus means? How many people can tell you what Numbers mean, Exodus mean, Genesis mean? So you got it there. You got it. That scheme of redemption, that is for a purpose, Romans 15:4. Whatsoever things are written for our learning, that is that we may have understanding. But the problem is that, but we don't have the understanding, or we don't have the ability to be able to rightly divide God's word. See, as we read through the book of Numbers, it just continued reminding us, God would not tolerate sin. He gonna separate the clean versus the unclean. He told them, number, count, see how many people are doing the Lord's will. He did it over and over again. See, over and over again. Why? Because see, where sin is, God is not. He didn't separate yourself from. But whenever they sinned, they paid the price. Am I right? See, whenever they sinned, they paid the price. It's not because of what God did for them, because God did everything he could for them. But it's because of a lack of understanding that caused them. That same principle exists today, whether we want to admit it or not. It's not what God do for us, because God does everything for us, because he gave us everything that we need. But because we don't have a lack of understanding, and that's the reason why when you go back to chapter 4, verse 1, there are wars going on every day in our life. I don't care how strong you may be. I don't care how long you've been in the church. As long as you breathe, there are going to be wars going on between the flesh and the spirit. But the question is, who's going to win the battle? Who's going to win the battle? Because in the time of Galatians 6, the law of reciprocity of the seed process don't work. Whenever the flesh wins and spirit lose, the devil has won. And the only way the devil wins is because there's a lack of understanding. Because see, there's nothing too big in life is so bad that God can't conquer. I don't care what we do. I don't care how bad it may be in your eyesight or my eyesight or what other people do. But still, it's a remedy for it. It's called the Word of God. What did he tell Paul? My grace is what? It is sufficient. But the problem come in, sufficiency can't work because we don't have it here. Everyone, he said, establish your heart. It's your mindset. But when you're too busy, or when you don't have time, or you let other things get in your way, because we want our will versus God's will, well, you're playing in the devil's hand. And I say this all the time. If you don't find no certain time, and I find this in time management, especially with this weight thing that I'm going through, I just have to find time. Either 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock at night, my wife fussed at me. She said, you shouldn't go out walking so late. She said, you need to be, and what she's telling the truth. But you have to find a time when you're going to do certain things because we get so busy, don't we? And life sometimes gets in the way. And then before you realize it, it's nighttime and you hadn't done what you needed to do. Well, you need to do that same thing with spirituality. I mean, you have to find some time. And you're going to have to do it. I can't do it for you. I mean, husband and wife can't do it unless you're going to do it together. But first of all, before you can help her, you got to do it yourself. You understand what I'm saying? That is, you're going to find some time to get away for meditation, for quietness, for the word. You know, everything starts off with number 5 minutes and eventually go up. You know? See, like when I first started walking, I couldn't walk from here to the door. I couldn't. I'm just telling you the truth. But now, you know, I can walk 2 or 3 miles. It don't bother me. I walk somewhere now, people begin to know me. They waving at me. Hey. They blowing at me. You see? But you got to start something. And you got to keep up. You got to do it every day. You understand? And that same thing with spirituality, to be established. See, so you can establish your heart so that the 21 books can work. Because it's there. But it's a lack of understanding. Let me tell you something. Once you understand, can't nobody be with you. Can't nobody fool you. Most people are guided by false doctrine because they don't know the word. When you know the word, can't nobody put false doctrine on you. When you know what's right and what's wrong because you know the 21 books. See, I can't come up here and hook with you. I can't come up here and fool you. How many times have I made mistake, misquoted a scripture? Y'all say, hey, Ann, you see, if you didn't have no understanding, you just let it flow. See, this not no one team. We're together. We're one, am I right? See, we're the body, 1 Corinthians 12. That's one body, amen. It's not no one man show. Am I right? We're together. Am I right? That's what I'm talking about. See, when I say, if you just sit down this week and take week 8 and just read it and read it, that's a Bible study in itself. You brothers have grown. I see it. It's detailed. So you're just not staying in numbers. You're going into the Romans. You're going here. You're going here. You're jumping all around the 66 books. You could just stay in number 23:5. But see, you're going back and explaining it, backing it up. That's growth. Now, can you imagine 15 more weeks from now? And then you reading and learning. We're picking up another Bible study period of time in your own home. You know what I'm saying? But you have to do that. That's what he's telling them. He says, well, you're not going to have pleasure if you have pleasure in the world. Because this world is just temporary. See, what you see carnal, what you see tangible, is just temporary. You got it for a little while, and you're going to lose it. But you got to rely on what's here. You got to rely on the blessings. And the only way you're going to do it, brother, I'm telling you, is that you just got to come to an understanding of God's will. Because I'm telling you, what's in you is what's going to come out. When you see somebody, you hear people say, I don't know why he acting a fool like that. I do. That's what's in him. You see Christians act up and you say, ooh, I didn't know he was like that. Well, what's in you, what's going to come out? Am I right? It just can't help but do. Right? See, that's just the law of Galatians 6. So what he's saying is you got to be able to do that and to be established. You know, well, you're going to do it, brother. You just got to have an understanding. 3 points. I'm going to move on. Ephesians 5:17, 1 John 5:13, and Romans 12:2. Understanding to know to be transformed. I use them every day. Every day. Do I really understand the word? To know the word, to be transformed. Because every day I want to get better and better. Because I got problems too. Amen. Every day. But see, I know I have problems, and then because I know I have problems, I identify them. See, I got them written down. And I know them. Because see, until I write them down and see them, see, I can't take control. You understand what I'm saying? See, when I was 311 pounds, it was a problem. Now the doctor, the only thing he could do is prescribe me medicine. When I go and say my leg was hurt, the only thing he could do was I give you a muscle relaxer. That's the only thing he could give me. Amen. But I knew it had to be something better. I had to come to an understanding. My body was breaking down. Amen. So I had to come to a better understanding and go back to what God gave us. Right? You not realize in the Garden of Eden, he gave man everything that they needed? Amen. They didn't have drug stores back then. They didn't write prescriptions. They ain't right. Someone said, how come they live so long back then? They took care of themselves. Am I right? Am I right? That's a study in itself, isn't it? Nah, I don't know how to go pick no leaves. I'd be able to kill myself. But I do know one thing, and then I'm going to move on. All this processed stuff, that what I saw about the potato, the McDonald's french fry, and the potato, they put one next to one another, and the potato rotted away. McDonald's stayed there. Still there. And then you sit there and eat 2 bags of it. Give me a double fry. It's in your body. And you talking about you can't move your legs? You lucky you moving. Let's go back to God's word. I just thought I'll throw that in. That was amazing when I saw that. But that's just one thing. Am I right? See, and I heard they say, well, hamburger meat is running out, so they're gonna quit. They gotta get cows more steroids. So just supply and demand. They don't have enough. They can't grow them fast enough. It was on CBS News. Speed up the process. Keep the supply and demand. Economics, is that right? See, and we're putting that in our body. But anyway, let's go back. But see, that's understanding, am I right? Here we go, Ephesians 5:17, right? Have an understanding. So you got to come to understanding Ephesians 5:17 to know 1 John 5:13. These things were written that we may know, right? Then to be transformed, Romans 12:2. See, don't let nobody control your life. You control your own life. Look at your own life. Wherever it may be, sickness, health, money, whatever it may be, and you identify what it may do and let the word of God straighten it out. Does that make sense? Denominationalism uses it all the time. They can't use it, but because of their mindset. They think they're winning, but they're not winning, but at least they got the right mindset. Now, we can use it, amen, and we don't use it, right? See, let us be transformed by knowing that it is through our understanding of God's word. And then he says here, take my brethren the prophets. Those are 17, right? 17 there. See, that's in the Old Testament, right? Who have spoken, look what he says, by the authority of the Lord, am I right? See, everything the prophet said in the 17 books, am I right, speaks of Jesus coming and his authority to be the head of the church, to be over everything through the church. Y'all with me? See, Christ, Ephesians 1:22-23 and Colossians 1:18, is the head of the church, but all authority and all power was given him over the whole world through the church. Y'all understand that? Through his church. That's the reason why it's a blessing to be in this church, amen. That reason why it's a blessing to be saved, amen. To be sanctified, amen. Filled with the Holy Spirit, amen. Because see, that's the seal we have of Ephesians 4:30. That's your spiritual zone. Am I right? And it came through the prophets. That is, they foresaw Galatians 4:4. In the fullness of time, God sent forth the Son under the law to redeem mankind for the sins of the world. Galatians 3, it was a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ Jesus. Hebrews 8:9-10. Y'all know what I'm talking about? That's what he's talking about. Do you see that? See, that's what the Old Testament is. But see, if you don't know that, if you don't understand that, how you going to apply it? How you going to do it? That's the reason why I know we're in the right church. What other 17 books foretold anybody other than Jesus? It don't tell of Muhammad. It don't tell of Allah. It don't tell of the Pope. It don't tell of anything that is man-made. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine commandments of men. Matthew 15:9. But he says here, he said the prophets, all 17 of them, spoke of Jesus and his authority. What he has authority over? The church. In the church. Where are we at? In the church. In the Lord. Am I right? Am I right? So if you're in the church, in the Lord, why in the world are you going to let somebody control your spirituality because of your lack of understanding? Why are you going to let somebody tell you something that violates spirituality because you don't know no better? Do that make sense? So when you learn better, you what? You got some preachers in this town, I'm going to say, ain't got no business in the pulpit. Because they're teaching doctrines of devils. Amen. But anytime you go against the authority, what has been provisioned through the Old and the New Testament that we have in the church is a shame and a pity and is a sin against God. Now, I'm not talking about denominationalism. I'm talking about in the Church of Christ. See, and every one I hear y'all say, well, I'm going visiting. I say, well, where are you going? I go, oh. And you can talk about me all you want to. People say, well, you realize, let me say this to you. You realize where I came from? When I got in the church, I got in lost. Do y'all not realize that? Y'all know the story. We stayed there a long time lost. Am I right? I think about some of the things we did in this building. Am I right? And the Lord gonna bless me through study and through understanding to come to this point in my life. I ain't where I need to be. It's still a work in progress. Amen. And you think I'm gonna go back to that? Or you think I'm gonna participate with somebody who I know that's contrary when the Bible said to avoid them? Romans 16, 17. Right? I just don't see it. See, but you got to understand what he said here. Look what he said here. Go back to what he said here. He said, take my brethren, talking to me and you, amen, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example. Romans 15, 4. Of suffering, affliction, and of patience. It hadn't been no easy road, brother. That has been spoken of that you and I may have the right to be established. Go back and read. I'm not saying read the 17 books, but go back and read Matthew, John, Mark, account of the suffering and the death of Jesus. Go back and read it. We're covering a little bit in John on Wednesday night. But you need to read all three accounts. Read all three accounts. They're all going to give different. They say the same thing, but they all give it in a different way. And if you see what Jesus went through, that we may have be established, that we may be right in the church, man, you appreciate the church. Now, that's just one phase. Now, you go back and look at the 17 books and look at the prophecy that told what was going to happen, that was going to happen with Jesus and see it being fulfilled. That's a study in itself to go back and look at what's been prophesied and then what has been fulfilled. Amen. See, we're going to cover it a little bit when we start studying the books. We're going to look at it a little bit, like Isaiah 2:2, Isaiah 53. See, Jeremiah. See, Daniel, Ezekiel, they all prophesied, Malachi. See, we're all going to look at it and tie it back in to see the authority and the authenticity of God through Jesus. Go ahead, my brother. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Well, patience, thank you. Patience has to be what? Developed. Because we live in a world quick, fast, and a hurry, don't we? Am I right? See, we live in a world quick, fast, and what? See, everything that way. See, that's what's wrong, and the devil know this here. See, the devil got us in a spin-fast world. See, from the time we get up in the morning to the time we go to bed, it's just constantly. See, nobody sits on the porch no more. Y'all remember that? Folks used to sit on the porch, right? Children don't play no more. See, you don't see children outdoors playing anymore. You understand what I'm saying? We lock everything down. Windows, doors, security doors, Sometimes it takes us 5 minutes to get in our house. By the time we cut off all the alarms. Because we live in fear. We literally live in fear. And our minds have been conditioned to not trust in the Lord, but trust in protecting what we have. Now realizing that we came in with nothing, and we're going to leave with nothing. So what you said, brother, and go back to what you said. Well, you go back to what we've been reading. In the numbering, everybody not going to enter rest. Well, the question, well, why did they? Because they all started on the same time, same level, same place. Am I right? They did not have the ability to trust, to let the Lord, let go and let God. And we get in that same situation, brethren, amen, when we don't develop that word patient or contentment or to be able to establish your heart. Because what good is a beautiful home when you ain't happy? What good is a beautiful, beautiful clothes, beautiful things of the world when you don't have a happy marriage? Right or wrong? A lot of people married, that's all they is. But they ain't happy. Listen to your co-workers how they talk. Women and men. They don't want to go home. They're not happy. And the reason why is because their mind is being consumed with what he's talking about over here in chapter 4. See, they don't know what contentment is. We don't wait on the Lord no more. See, maybe that's why they were sitting on the porch waiting on the Lord. See, and you just don't see that no more, do you? See, you could walk through neighborhoods, couldn't you? See folks sitting on them. People. When the last time you had your head scratched by somebody? I'm serious. Y'all remember that? Huh? I had to buy me a back scratcher. Every time I had a dog to scratch my back, where your back scratching? I said, I want your hand. I ain't got time. I'm running behind Barry. Here now, this just scratched it. I cleared up. But you understand what I'm saying? People used to do that. See? We don't share our peas no more. Y'all remember that? It's easy to go to Walmart, it's already there. Already share for you, ain't it? You know what they don't been put in them. Am I right? But back then, they had to buy bushels of peas, didn't they? Shelling, am I right? Y'all remember that? See, it made you think. At least how many more I got to share. I'm not trying to be fun. I'm just trying to show you. He used the word patience. See, we're not patient because we live in a world today. We got too much. We're trying to grab too much. And that's what he says over here. Go back to 4. He said, you lust, you have not, you kill, and you desire to have, and you cannot attain, you fight and war, yet you have not because you ask what? Not. Why? Because verse number 3, he used the word amiss. Right? See? But go to verse 11. He said, here, behold, see the way he said, those who were patient, right? Those who went through suffering, affliction, and are patient, that was spoken of by the prophets, see, by the authority of Jesus. He said, behold, we count them happy, which do what? Underline that word, which endure. See, you're going to be happy when you win the battle. Amen. See, you're going to be happy. When you win the battle, I'm just getting good and gooder, I'm telling you. And with me being able to move a little bit better, I'm just getting good and gooder. I'm telling you. Somebody said, well, how are you doing? I'm doing wonderful. Amen. Which endure. And then he goes on, Brother Hampton, like you said, you heard of the patience of Job. Amen. Go back and read that sometime. Job lost everything. Everything. And we cry. When just a little bit of heaven. Brother, sister, I need a prayer to the church. Well, you might do. But think about Job. and have seen the end of the Lord. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. He's there for us. But see, the only way he's going to be there for us, you got to do it in the Lord. You got to wait on the Lord. You got to be established. You got to be patient. And not want your will be done, but let the Lord's will be done. Am I right? Because he's long-suffering, Acts 17:30. Not willing that any of us should perish, but we all should come to our repentance. Amen. He giving you 66 books. He giving you the perfect law. Little, what more you need? Well, you don't get it when you don't have time to get it. Well, don't sit here and tell me that I ain't got time to reply because I don't have time. Now, that ain't no excuse. I ain't going to accept that. You're not doing it because you don't want to do it. Not because you don't have time. Because we find time to do everything else we want to do. Amen. Am I right? I'm just going to call the way I see it. See, you don't have time is not a spiritual term. Time for Jesus? Time for the Lord? Time for the Word? You tell me you ain't got time for him? When he's pitiful and mercy and everything that he do for us? Come on. Verse 12, but above all things, my brethren. He continues that word, my brethren, don't he? 21, am I right? Y'all know what I'm saying when I say 21, right? If you don't know, raise your hand. Y'all know what I'm talking about? 21, get your book out. Oh, Jesus. Get your book out. That's tape here. Y'all got your book? Here it is. If you ain't got this sheet, you need it. Right here. This book right here. If I got this sheet right here. Okay? If you don't have it, please see somebody after church. See, you got 27 books, right? What did you get there? I got mine like this. The vision of the old, the vision of the new. Y'all see that? The vision of the old, the vision of the new. Am I right? Y'all got it? That there too, but that's the one we own. That's a good one too. All right? See, you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? Believe, to give in the church, this to live, and this payday, right? Y'all with me? Believe to be saved, to live by, to go to heaven. Amen? What we need to believe in, Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be what? We believe, get baptized, be added to the body of Christ. Am I right? Get in the church of Christ. Live by these 21 books, brethren. Here we brethren right here, am I right? Am I right? Then when you live here, you're going to heaven, Revelation 2:10, right? Am I right? See, when you live by these, you're going to be established, right? See, ain't no way in the world you don't live within these books and don't be patient or be content. Because these books are going to teach you to do that because you have an understanding, right? Because you're going to know, right? And you're going to transform you, am I right? Am I right? See, so believe. To be saved, to live, payday, heaven. Amen? This is what you should know. And you may say it any way you want to say it. That's how I see it. See, I like to call this payday. You may say, no, I don't want you to wear payday. What you want to use? Heaven. Amen. Am I right? Well, we're living for to go to heaven. Am I right? Philippians 2:12, working out salvation with fear of what? Am I right? So, that's what it is. Then the other side, you got here, I got back and forth, back and forth. Okay? I got one with the old, one with the new. See, I'm stopping and going there because, see, if you don't have this mindset, brother, you ain't gonna never be patient. Because the devil don't want you to be patient. The devil don't want you to sit on no porch. Am I right? The devil don't want you to, slow down. He just wants you to stay in that fast pace. Amen. He wants you to wake up late in the morning, going to work. Because he got you there, your rest of your day is run. Because when you start running in the morning, you're going to be running all day. Amen. Start getting up early in the morning and relaxing, getting yourself together. I drank me 16 ounces of water, start my day out. Amen. See, get my mind together. Because see, once you get that together, then you begin to put in, spirituality. Because see, you're going out in a bad world, ain't you? You're going out in a bad world. There's some bad folks out there, amen. They'll take everything from you and you don't even know it. See, we got Facebook, internet, UCloud, iCloud, the cloud. Everything you got on there, when you get on there, they know everything about you. You didn't know that. See, her brother said, well, I took iCloud, I don't care what you, it's that internet something else, boy. And we get on there, Facebook, they tell you everything they want to know. Ain't this awful? Am I right? See, so this is, if you don't have that, you need that, okay? See, Brother Brown, and we'll get it for you. Not next Sunday, today. Today, if you don't have it, get it today. If you don't have a book, get one today. Because I'm telling you, man, and I'm going to wrap it up, that when we start studying Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, if you ain't got all this stuff together, these Bible classes are going to be lost. Because we're going to be going back and forth. See, like we already went to Job, didn't we? 17 prophets, am I right? See, example, suffering, affliction, am I right? What they did, amen, for control, that they may be happy, that they may be enduring, amen. Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want to be able to endure? Y'all with me? You with me? And you got to have it. If you want to make a transformation. Now, if you don't want to make one, well, you ain't got to have it. It's up to you. But this world ain't your friend. We just exist. We just in it. See, we got to stay in it till Jesus calls, amen. But we don't have to be a part of it. Amen. See, CNN, all that stuff don't control us. See, the government don't control us. Obama don't control us. He's just there. Amen. So the laws they make don't affect us. We got a law that supersedes that law. It's called God's law. You believe that? I believe that. But you got to have an understanding, amen. You got to know this, amen, to be transformed. And you can't transform on Sunday and Wednesday. Some of you don't need to do it on Wednesday. Some of you don't do it on Sunday. You got to do it every day in your life because you can't get behind. But the more you get behind, you're going to get deeper and deeper. Am I right? And then if you got a husband and wife, y'all got to do it together. One can't do it and the other not do it. How one going to know and the other don't know? Y'all with me? Am I right? See, you got to do it together. Okay? Well, next week, I'm hoping I get a little bit further, but I didn't. But we're going to get to Genesis real fast. But y'all understand what we're saying? So let me give you some words. We'll sum it up. Patience. Content. Endure. Examples. Afflicted. Suffering. That's just no 4 or 5 verses. But it all is summed up is by the auspice of the 66 books. Amen. Especially the 17, right? That was prophesied about Jesus and his authority that control all of us. Y'all got that? See, it control all of us, right? Because we understand based on your knowledge. Right? To make a transformation change. And that's something you got to do every day. You just got to do it when you see it and it violates the principle of authority, you got to correct it. Amen. Thank God that we have that ability. God, we're the only species of animals that God created that has the ability to change. Dog can't do it. And they may try to teach a dog out there, rum, rum, or teach a dog, but that's all he's going to do. But we have their power. Y'all with me? And that's a blessing. And don't take it for granted, folks. Amen. Because, see, life brings about changes. Y'all get them in the age. remember this, daughters. That's what I'm having to say now. I said, now that's the key phrase. Remember it. I'm coming back. Because if I don't tell her to do it, it's gone. And you don't believe me, keep on living. You see what I mean? I'm beginning to write down a lot more things. It's coming a time, brother. Well, my days are going to be slow of my mind. I pray, God, y'all pray for me, amen. I continue to have a good mind. So you better hold on as fast as you can, amen. Am I right? Because keep on living. All right? All right. Very good. Anybody got a question? Let's pray. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this wonderful day. We thank thee for all thy many blessings you restore upon our life. Father, be with us. We're going to continue with our service. Bless us in all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. We say together, amen. Thank you, brethren. And by the way, you want tapes of these things, we got them. They're free. All right. And like my friend, I'm called.